closed in on smoking. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Nicholas Garlow with HHS HealthBeat. Lighting up has never seemed so uncool. Data shows that fewer and fewer middle and high school students are exposed to smoke on the road, but one in every five non-smoking youths is still exposed to secondhand smoke in the car. Dr. Brian King is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
There's a variety of adverse health effects that are particularly associated with exposure, from acute respiratory infections to delayed lung growth, more severe asthma, as well as even in infants, sudden infant death syndrome.
New policies, new social norms, and new rules on smoking have helped to lower the number of those who smoke.
Parents can simply implement smoke-free policies in their homes and vehicles and not allow it, and not a smoke around their children.
The study is in the journal Pediatrics. Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Nicholas Garlow.